internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble. Got low audio again on the top channel. I don't know what's wrong with it. Now it's good. Sorry for the blairage, but I don't know what's going on with it. It is the 29th of November, the year of our Lord, 2025. It's great to be with you here again. It is a football game today. Last week of the regular season for most teams. Certainly is for Texas Tech. Wreck 'em. Let's go ahead and do the rumble. And then we'll play some good music for ye. Got some music queued up. Got some music. I'm going to try to stream off the interweb if it works. Let's go ahead and do the rumble. Let me pause this. And I'll play that after the rumble. Take off the headphones. And here we go. Oh, I just kicked the ring light. Looks like it's still okay, though. Didn't realize the ring light reflects in my eyes. I can see it. See a big ring in my eyes? It's kind of freaky, but oh well. And I think it needs to go up a little bit. You know, I didn't test it. Probably should do that. Testies, 1, 2, 3. Testies. And then play it back, and I got the volume turned down on my iPad. Oop, I turned the music
on. 1, 2, 3, testies. Testies, 1, 2, 3, testies.
Oh, that's good radio, isn't it?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's so funny. I post fun stuff all the time on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, if you want to check it out. At Stephen Roy Radio. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for November 29th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I don't know if you heard the news, but one of the last undefeated teams in the nation, Texas A&M, lost last night to the Texas Longhorns. Horns down. And that's one thing Texas A&M and Texas Tech have in common, is that the Texas Longhorns were long a... We're long an adversary? No, an adversary. Nemesis? Anyway, they were one of the main competitors for Texas Tech until they moved to the SEC. And this year, they are 9-3. 9-3 since they won. So, and then you got these pundits out there in the media.
Well, it would be better to have an 8-3 Texas Longhorns over 11-1 Texas Tech Red Raiders. What are you talking about?
No, it's not better. They lost two more games. They're not better. So let's hope and pray. Please, Jesus, let Texas Tech win today. In your name I pray. Amen. Let's hope. Let's hope that Texas Tech wins today. Wreck 'em. Wreck 'em, Tech. Just kick the crap out of West Virginia. I'd like to go there. I've never been to West Virginia. I'd like to go there for a game. If I was a bazillionaire, I would. Looks like this is messing up again. Testing, testing. No, that's not going to help. Testing, testing. Let's see if it got better. Yeah. Something going on with the mixer, but
really don't have time to work on it right now because we have a football game impending. And I have to take our producer, Lexington Francisca Concord Reeves. She got another name on there, but I'm not going to say it. But Dee really likes it when I call her Francesca. You know where that came from? We watched Paul Dork. Paul Dork? Paul Dark? Paul Dark. If you haven't seen Paul Dark on Netflix, check it out. Really great British show. We finished watching it a week or two ago. Great show. Really enjoyed it. And there's a character on there that has a pug, and his name is Morris. But I said he looks like Frank from MIB. So her name became Francesca, and he doesn't like that because her name is Lexi. Of course, I call her Lexington. Lexington Concord. And you know what that is, right? One of the most important battles of the American Revolution. If you haven't seen MIB, I recommend it. The original, the last one, MIB International, is not good. I think 3 was even worse. I think 3 was unwatchable, if memory serves. But I told you before about the engineer that said to me that MIB is closer to reality than you think. If I told you more, I'd have to kill you. This engineer did a lot of work for the government back in the day, and we worked together. What year was that? 2004, I think we worked together in the Eastern Sierra building a transmitter up on the top of White Mountain. White Mountain looks down on the Owens Valley, and that mountaintop transmitter site had an STL, a studio to transmitter link back to Mammoth Lakes. In fact, it was 45 miles as the crow flies, so we had to put in an STL amplifier to make that work, and it worked. It worked. And I had to jerry-rig the STL antenna because I worked for a operator that had no money, or I should say didn't want to spend no money. I'm sure they had money. But anyway, let's not talk too much about that. The good news is that you know, this Thanksgiving weekend, we are truly blessed. Notice my yucky old shirt is a little off-center there. Dee and I are truly blessed. I am very thankful for our wonderful home, good jobs, a wonderful family. Thank you, God, for my children. We celebrated Thanksgiving last Saturday because Dee had to work on Thanksgiving, which sucks. But I told her, hey, if God wills that I get a broadcasting job somewhere, either in West Texas, East Texas, South Texas, Southeast Texas, wherever God wills it, that's where we will go. And hopefully I will make enough money that she doesn't have to work full-time anymore. That's a good goal. So if you're a broadcaster watching this, hopefully you are interested in the old Stephen Roy. You can join me on X at Stephen Roy Radio, at Stephen Roy Radio. Let's go there now. Click on replies. And I clicked the wrong button. Profile, replies. I'm not going to click on anything else right now. This is something I mentioned on the podcast. So funny. And I've seen this before, but D said it to me again. It has Steve the Otter. You see Steve the Otter, which is hilarious, because my name's Steven, so Steve the Otter. The reference is obvious. Instead of giving presents this year, Steve decided to give everyone his opinion. Does that sound like me or what? Yeah, I've never been shy. Never been shy about giving my opinion, ever. Even when I was young and silly. Now I'm just silly. That was a good deal. We don't have time to read right now. President Trump is closing the airspace above Venezuela. Now, the only time a country will close the airspace above a nation is if they're preparing to invade. Now, I don't know if I would advocate the invasion of Venezuela, just like I was against the invasion of Iraq. Why? Because I knew Americans would die. That's why I was against the invasion of Iraq. Sure, Saddam Hussein was a vicious dictator, but is that our job? Is that our job, really, to overthrow a nation? Now, Venezuela's sending drugs here, and they're not stopping sending drugs here, even now. Now, if they catch these speedboats in the Caribbean, you know there's got to be more going elsewhere, going across land, probably being flown. I think they actually stopped flights coming from Venezuela, too. So that's how they're making money, because they're probably not making as much money off of oil as they used to before the industry was nationalized. And, you know, watch my Thanksgiving
recording that I did on Thanksgiving that you'll see at the top of my Rumble. That's just go to rumble.com and click on Stephen Roy Radio, and you'll find it. I'm going to leave it at the top of my Rumble broadcast, probably till Christmas. And if you watch that, you'll hear about the pilgrims in Plymouth and in Jamestown who suffered when they tried to make it communal, right? That's the ideal of communism. Communism, a commune, communal. Oh, it sounds great, right? Oh, it's utopia where everyone's equal. Well, guess what happens? When everyone's equal and everyone gets food and everyone gets an equal sharing of everything without any incentive to work hard, guess what happens? People work less. Why would you work your A off when you have to give everything you make to the government? That's what socialism is, absolute government control. And what did Sir Winston Churchill say? Socialism is the equal sharing of misery. And that's exactly right. So look at Venezuela today. It's an S-hole. Massive inflation. I heard a gentleman on a radio show call in, said before he escaped Venezuela 10 years ago, he remembers them having to take like a backpack full of cash just to buy anything. Buy a cup of coffee. Backpack full of cash. That's what massive inflation does. The American dollar today is not worth what it was before the bribe invasion bloodbath. It's just not. That's what happens with inflation. And, I mean, personally, I think we should have a gold standard. Back when I was a kid, a dollar was worth something. If I mowed a yard and got $5, oh my gosh, I could buy, you know, big old bag of candy that would last me for a couple weeks, right? Now you can't even buy a candy bar for a dollar. That's the difference. So, I'm not going to advocate for the invasion of Venezuela, but I don't feel sorry for them when they are doing such evil in the world today. Evil in our hemisphere. And President Trump's not going to put up with it. That's why he's a great president. He's not going to allow any threats to our nation. None. Just like this Afghan that murdered two National Guardsmen. And, you know, it's just so sad to see that happen. And why is he here? Because bribing brought him here in 2021. That's why there is blood on the hands of every bribing slight house official that allowed this, bringing hundreds of thousands here without vetting. And then leaving the ones behind that actually helped American troops in our longest war in Talibanistan. You know we still pay the Taliban like $45 million a week? What the F is up with that? I'd like to know. Makes me ill. Absolutely ill. David Atherton, who's an MP, he's a member of the UK Parliament, he posted this. He said, this is American content creator Eric Au, who has just landed in London. His $4,000 gold chain was ripped from his neck and he was punched in the face. Bye-bye, Londonistan. Bye-bye, Londonistan. You know, it's just sad to see a great nation, a once great nation like the UK, being taken over by illegal aliens. And you know what? This intentional invasion is designed to deliberately destroy the UK. That's exactly the reason why. Exactly. And it's just so sad. I saw a great article this morning. I'm looking for it. And I probably won't find it because you never find stuff when you want to. But the article talked about Governor Pillsbury Doughboy in Chicago and how Governor Pillsbury Doughboy is deliberately encouraging crime. He's the governor of Illinois. Mayor LGB is in Chicago, and they're both terrible. Why are they trying to stop law and order in Chirac? Let me tell you why. Because they want massive chaos. They want rape and murder of women and children. They want that. Why would they want that? Because maximum chaos is how they try to achieve maximum control over the population. They want things to get so bad, you will beg them to have a socialist dictatorship. That's right. You will beg them to have a libtard world order dictatorship. Why do you think fraudlection happened in New York City. This what is his name? Zohan the Communist? What power he does have is absolutely going to destroy New Yorkistan. And a lot of Republicans are saying, you know what? Serves them right. Elect a communist, then guess what? You get what's coming to you for doing that crazy is. Now, I'm not going to go that far. I don't want to wish bad stuff on the people of New Yorkistan. But I told you, you need to get out. Get out while you can. Leave New Yorkistan. This is the article. And MAGA Times Dale posted this. I hope I got your name right, Dale. Let's not lose sight of who Pillsbury Doughboy really is. He is a stranger to the truth and wholly unfit to lead. The results are in. His number one goal is the alignment with the globalist cabal that seeks to redefine the way everyday Americans live in the American experience. They want to bring us to our knees and beg them for a solution of their choosing, their choosing. No amount of human carnage will dissuade them from their mission. We are just collateral damage in their mission to take over and destroy America. Why do you think they say things like, well, America was founded on racist principles. The Constitution is an outdated document. Communist race theory is teaching our children that whites, Christians, and Jews are evil. That's what they're teaching our children. And then they grow up and think it's okay to murder people, to do all kinds of crazy s, right? It just makes me ill. But if you want to know what it really is about, it's the Cloward and Piven strategy. In fact, let's look it up. Let's look it up right now. Cloward Piven strategy. Cloward Piven strategy. The Cloward Piven strategy is a political approach developed in 1966, the year I was born, by sociologists Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, aimed at creating a crisis in the welfare system by encouraging mass enrollment of the poor in welfare programs. The goal was to expose the inadequacies of the welfare system and push for a guaranteed minimum income to eliminate poverty. Well, guess what? Welfare does not eliminate poverty. It does not. So here's their key objectives. Overload the welfare system. The strategy encourages mass enrollment of eligible individuals in welfare programs. And guess what? Guess why they want to do that? So it implodes from within. So the entire government system is destroyed and replaced, replacing our republic with a socialist dictatorship. Not a socialist dictatorship, an absolute communist dictatorship. And guess what? It's not a commune. It's not communal. It's not equal. No, no. It'll be like the former Soviet Union, where the political elite are making millions like they are today, and the average everyday Joe, like you and me, is out on our A. That's right. Why do you think people like Zohan the Communist say things like, well, I'm going to eliminate private property. I'm going to take all your property away. I'll tell you why. He's going to eliminate private property so that the political elite live in their penthouse apartments overlooking Times Square. Then the average Joe, like you and me, are going to be without everything. We'll have nothing. That's exactly the reason. So let's scroll back up here. Political crisis by overwhelming welfare agencies. The strategy seeks to create a crisis which will force the government to implement significant reforms, including redistribution. Huh. Redistribution of wealth. Doesn't that sound familiar, doesn't it? That means you take from the people that have stuff and you give stuff to the people that don't have anything. That's what's happening now. And guess who's paying for our government? No, no, no. It's not the rich. The rich are not taxed enough. They need to pay their fair share. Of course, nobody can tell us how much is the fair share. Nobody can tell us that. No, no. You ask a liberal that and they're like, not enough. You're not paying enough. If you took all the money away from all the rich people in the United States of America, you could run this government for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Without the income of the middle class, taxes don't get paid, and this government does not run.
The ultimate goal is to establish a system of guaranteed annual income to eliminate poverty. It's not going to eliminate poverty. When people don't work and the government pays everybody money, where does that money come from if people aren't working? If everybody just gets money? No, it doesn't work that way. Then you have a massive, what is our debt today? It's like $35, $40 trillion? How can any government sustain that? We won't. And when the majority of our gross national product is going to pay interest on the debt, that means that you can't have government services if all you have is debt. It's just like if you have a couple $100,000 in credit card debt, you're going to spend every dollar you have to pay the interest on the debt. You can't do anything because you're in that much debt. Impact and reception. Welfare expansion. Clower and Piven's approach contributed to a significant increase in welfare enrollment during the 60s and 70s. When I was a kid, I never heard of anybody on welfare, right? There was a time when it was like vilified. It was, you know, you were ostracized, right? You were a lowlife if you got welfare. Now, I don't have a problem with people getting welfare that can't work. Hey, you go to war and your legs get blown off, we should pay for that veteran for the rest of their life. But if you can work, there's no reason why you should be on welfare. Then it was food stamps. You had to actually give stamps. I can remember in South Carolina, being I don't remember what store it was, Piggly Wiggly, and a girl was passing checks. Those are WIC checks, right? Well, now they have EBT cards. Oh, we don't want to stigmatize illegal aliens on welfare. We'll give them a debit card, so they can pay stuff that way. Criticism. Some scholars argue that the strategy was flawed and did not lead to the desired outcomes. You think? Critics have described it as wrong-headed and ineffective in achieving its long-term goals. So the legacy of the Cloward and Piven strategy. Despite its controversial nature, the Cloward and Piven strategy remains a reference point in discussions, and it's still trying to be employed today in the United States of America. And that's the reason that these crazy people in leftist-ran cities are doing what they're doing today. It's the same in the UK. And they're even trying it in Australia. And you know what? The people are rising up to make London a stand London again, to make UK a stand UK again, to make Australia stand Australia again. The people are only going to take so much, right? When 1 in 10 British women have been raped by Pakistani gangs, do you think there's a problem? And then you got the government of the UK just looking the other way? Well, I just saw an article here in the United States. I think it was in Michiganistan. It could have been Minneapolis, Minnesota, I don't know. The point is, this guy raped a 12-year-old girl, abducted her, put her in his car, he raped her. Then he had the nerve to call her on a cell phone afterwards. And guess what? He's been sentenced to 12 years in prison. And people are writing the judge saying, you know, this guy is a new arrival in the United States, so, you know, we have to understand, we have to have cultural sensitivity. To rapists? I don't think so. No. Uh-uh. I don't think so. All right. Let's keep going on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. This is a disturbing article that I read. Spitfire posted this. It's getting darker and darker. There is an NGO, that's a non-government organization, that's behind the Seditious Six. Remember those Seditious Six that are advocating, like the military, just don't follow orders? They're going out there on the national media and saying the military are evil. They're going out there and telling military people to rebel. And believe me, the reason people are being shot by terrorists like the Afghan terrorists is because of the rhetoric that is coming from these leftist idiots. And this came from Data Republican. He said, excellent, fine. I think we were getting very, very warm as to whose NGO's idea it was to have the senators produce a video about refusing orders. National Lawyers Guild issued a document about refusing orders on the 11th of November, and now they have partnered
with win without war. How about that for an organization? To advertise seditious adjacent behavior on billboards. And Win Without War has multiple congressional liaisons on their about page. National Lawyers Guild is an infamous supporter of ANCUIFA, per Andy Ngo, which of course is now a foreign terrorist organization. So there are terrorist organizations behind what is happening in this country today. Don't think it's not organized. You know, they exposed this with ANCUIFA protesting at ICE facilities. They had like a whole office set up. They had a place where people could go in a house. They had safe houses set up where people could go to take a shower, to eat, to sleep, and to equip them with masks and all kind and body armor, all these things to send them back out again to protest, right? And then on the street, they even had like grills set up to cook them food. They had an entire organization does not exist like that unless it's paid for. Unless it's paid for. That's Lady May back barking. Backing in the background. No. Now this was something I responded to, so let me scroll back. Oh, yes. It's a meme, and it has Alvin Soros, Wiggy James, and Jackie Spittle. And these are three treasonous Americans. I mean, these are evil people that were trying to overthrow the American government, overthrow President Trump. Mm-hmm. President Trump is voiding all documents signed by Bribin via the auto pen. Do you know in the final days of the Bribin slide house, they signed thousands of documents with the auto pen. They estimate like 5,000 documents. Now, I told you on a previous show that Bribin was only in the slide house 6 hours in the last 6 months of his presidency. Malbama, I'm talking about Barack Hussein Malbama Jr., was in the slide house virtually every day. So we know Malbama was the wizard behind the curtain orchestrating the Bribe Invasion bloodbath, killed hundreds of thousands of American citizens. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens died on the trek north or south. People did come from the Canadian border. And hundreds of thousands of Americans were poisoned by fentanyl alone. Not to mention the rape and murder of women and children. Now, I've told you on a previous Rumble before, if you encounter a liberal and they are for open borders, the next thing you need to say is this. The next thing you need to say is this. Is it okay to rape and murder women and children? Oh my gosh, I've said that to liberals and then it's fun to watch their heads explode. Because they have nothing to say after that. Nothing. This was great news this morning. It's confirmed President Trump has unleashed Immigrations and Customs Enforcement in Muslim-majority Dearborn, Michigan. This is huge, because they will arrest and deport every illegal alien, especially convicted rapists and murderers that have been turned out on the street. I mean, when you hear about a murder that's happened from somebody that was arrested 72 times, it's obvious that leftist hacks and rogues are deliberately releasing criminals onto the streets to commit crimes again and create maximum chaos. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Mike Engelman, who follows me, posted this. Democrats and their unhinged base are more dangerous than ever. Uncharted territory, even for them. So that's what they do. When they don't get their way politically, when their massive fraud election fails, even then, to win a fraud election, then they resort to violence. It happens every time. It happened in 2020, during the Summer of Love, when there was like 250, you know, burnings of cities. Remember Minneapolis? There's like over $1 billion damage in Minneapolis alone. It's just unbelievable. One of the National Guard troops died. Sarah was her name. And I prayed for her and her family, and it's just very sad. But one of the National Guardsmen survived. Says here from Wolf Patriot, one of the National Guard troops who was shot the day before Thanksgiving is doing better than doctors thought he would, according to an update from his mother, Melody Wolf. So that's good news. That's good news. That prayers have been answered. In Australia, talked about Australia, Stan, a man tried to intimidate and bully a female police officer, and she reacted by using pepper spray on him. Yep, and that's what's happening in Australia, Stan. I don't know if it's bad as UKistan, where last year over 10,000 British citizens were arrested for posts on social media. Imagine that. You say something you're not happy about, your government, that's the opposite of freedom of speech if you're put in jail for that. Mm-hmm. Now, this kind of stuff needs to stop, and people need to be in prison for it. The guy could go to his, he could do this in his house, he could do it in a mosque, he could even do it on the sidewalk. But he chooses to pray in the middle of the street. That's a good way to get hit, to get killed. That's what that is. The Trump administration is set to let protected status for 350,000 Haitian illegal aliens expire in February. That's good news. They don't need to be here, and we don't need to be paying for it. Don't need to be paying for it at all. I'm scrolling through following and not my ex. Figured that's what I was doing. Again, follow me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. As I scroll down to where we left off, we talked about Pillsbury Doughboy and the Cloward and Piven strategy. Mila posted this. Mila, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Sorry if I got it wrong. I will keep posting this until the brother lover, Ilhan Omar, is held accountable. Ilhan married her full-blooded brother to skirt immigration laws and get him into the country. This is a fact. And here are the documents. You can see them on my X, at Stephen Roy Radio. Why couldn't he get into the country on his own? Why is no one doing anything about it? And I said the brother lover must go. Yes, she must. She must go. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Even Bill Maher, my gosh, he's starting to sound more and more like a conservative. Benny Johnson posted this. Bill Maher lays out exactly what happens when people trade capitalism for socialism. He says New York City is in for a rude awakening after voting in Zohan the Communist. In 1990, Venezuela was wealthier than Poland. But then Poland, finally free of Soviet-style economics, went all in on capitalism. Now their economy is as big as Japan. Meanwhile, Venezuela traded capitalism for Hugo Chavez's socialism for the 21st century, which turned out to be like socialism, capitalism in the last century or any century, an effing mess. It turned out one of the Latin America's richest countries into one of the poorest. Low wages, high inflation, shortages, outages, 8 million people fleeing Venezuela. If you think New Yorkistan can somehow reinvent this wheel, you're in for a rude awakening. Zohan the Communist can't make your wishes come true. That's from Bill Maher. And then I didn't even read that because I saw this meme and I posted it. Up at the top, this is Americans dreaming about communism. Down here, this is Easterners remembering communism. I saw another meme that I posted. And it said, here's a picture of Muzzies in Christian countries. They can worship as they please. And then here's a picture of Christians in Muzzy countries, and it shows a mass grave. That's what happens. All right, that's it for the Rumble for today. Let's end with this. This is a great... Did you see these balloons in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Yeah, it's a Zora. She's being chased by ice. That's funny. Buddy. All right, that does it for the Rumble for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for watching. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep.
All right, let's play some good music for you. I'm going to play this, which I've played 100 times before. But it makes sense today as Texas Tech plays their last regular season game in the fall.
Three claps, we're ready tonight. Three claps. Three claps. Three claps. 27 years ago, I sat in this locker room just like you guys on a knee getting ready to play a game. I walked down the locker room, it still smells the same. It takes you back real quick. One of the things that caught me was how fast 27 years goes by. There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
To do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
That feeling goes away. It goes away, and it doesn't come every Friday night. It comes when you get married. It comes when your child's born. So you get it, but you just don't get it every Friday night. You're going to miss that more than anything in the world. That's what I miss. And so you seniors that are focused on college, you're focused on your work after high school, what you're going to do next, you're focused on tomorrow, aren't you? You've got plenty of time for tomorrow. But these tonights, they're going by fast. You focus on tonight. This is about you guys. This is about the guys in this room that care about each other, that know there's only so many more of these nights left. It's about you. They're a faceless opponent. They just happen to draw the short straw tonight. Now get your asses ready to play. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win! I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air, all right. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a soul. Time. fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's a guy. You messed with one man, you got a song. The boys are fall. Where the boys are fall.
What we would say to young kids: learn to dream. You can accomplish anything you want to. What a wonderful time in your life.
I get excited when I see kids playing in the backyard or at the schoolyard. The advice that I would give a group of 7-year-old, 8-year-olds would be to have dreams.
It's okay to work at those dreams, do whatever you can, but just have fun. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming big.
I just like to see kids when I see, especially the younger kids, and when I see them playing, I just hope they're having fun.
Football lessons we learn as kids and all continue to apply through the rest of your life. Life is a team game. It's the big game.
Anybody can be a leader, can be excited, can be first in line when things are going great. The test is when you battle through tough times, when things aren't perfect, where do you stand?
This is your night. Make it happen!
Go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Woo! Wear that with pride one time!
You can't be quiet. You can't be unemotional. This is an emotional game.
On that day, and at the end of your life, you look in the mirror and you know, I gave it all I had, and I gave it for a worthy cause.
You think about what that means. You think about what it means to be on your last play. This is my last play of football ever. My last play. How do I want it to be? How do I want to be remembered?
Number one.
Hard clap.
Number two.
Hard clap.
1, 2, 3.
Last play.
1, 2, 3.
Last play. 1, 2, 3. Last play.
1, 2, 3.
Last play.
Let's go play it.
All we need is just somebody that wants to do some leadership out there. Now we go. Come on, Ed. Tell him why he's a leader.
You said samples in the tackle place. Would that be...
Oh my God, RFD!
That's gonna do it for me. Thanks for listening.
Turn down for what?
Hey, you have a great week. Have a great night. Have a great
turn
day every day.
What?
Yes, now you have to.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Up our act, and if you've ever been held down before,
95. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know.
Superman had come to town to see who he could rock. He blew away every crew he faced until he reached out. sell faster than a speeding bullet. And when I'm on the set, I don't need no pants to cool my ass. I just use my super breath. I can fly 3 times around the world without missing a beat. I socialize with X-ray eyes and ladies with the sweet. A 12-inch cut called Disco Kryptonite. Well, Superman looked up at me. He said, "You rock so naturally." I said, "Now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm so for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space.